The next area that SAP provides a solution to is the sales. Sales includes the subtasks of customer query processing, customer offer processing, creation of order records, order processing, possibly customer complaints processing, and sales representative support. The next area being of goods issue. Tasks of the goods issue involve the route planning, planning of the order picking, the actual order picking, the goods issue acquisition, and adjusting of the inventory. The next process includes billing, which includes the evaluation of the customer delivery note, the various forms of invoicing the customer, that is creating bills for the customer, and calculation of subsequent reimbursements together with production of any required credit and debit notes. Here in this context, a reimbursement would be, let us say, if there is a particular discounted item in your itinerary which you have bought from a retail outlet. When you are billed at the point of sale, the software misses out on the particular, you know, sale. So when you are, probably the person does not give you the extra promotional item or does not reduce money. So when you go home, you realize this. So when you come back, the customer service unit of this retail outlet gives you a credit note on which you probably can buy something or get a reimbursement for the said amount. Accounts receivable is the next area. The central task here is the administration of the debtor accounts and monitoring of the payment. The next area includes warehousing. Warehousing performs the bridging function between procurement side and the sales or the demand side. This involves the subtasks, updating of warehouse master data, stock transfers and posting transfers, cross-docking, thus the stock taking in the warehouse and warehouse control. The next important area is that of the point of sale or POS. So applications are placed where the customer stops to purchase goods with the following tasks: process sales transactions and returns, process exchanges with ability to declare sales transactions null and void, and manage the pending sales. The solutions support most retailing processes including business analytics. Examples include customer analytics, example customer frequency, loyalty analysis, store operation analytics, for example promotional sales, actual labor versus scheduled, merchandising analytics, example sales by item, top selling items, vendor scorecarding, inventory analysis. Supply chain analytics, which include examples such as fulfillment rates, deliveries, and stock overview. This application can be used to leverage the merchandise management and supply channel functionality to help retailers meet and exceed the sales and profitability goals. The advantages include delivering of consistent personalized shopping experiences, taking full advantage of the mobile technology, optimization of inventory levels across all channels, identifying of opportunities that appeal to target groups, increase your employees' mobile productivity, leverage analytics to improve operational efficiency and margins. After having discussed in detail the SAP Retail Management System, let's look at the Microsoft Dynamics Retail Management System. Dynamics RMS is more than just a POS front end interface. It's an entire system that will automate much of what you do by hand. Inventory control, pricing, employee management, information security, reporting, accounting, RMS is for the retailer who knows the importance of quality information and solid control over their business. A small retailer will benefit immensely from RMS, and a larger retailer can't live without it. For small and medium-sized independent retailers, Microsoft Dynamics Retail Management System is an easy-to-use, affordable way to automate a single or multiple store businesses. So this particular software application is a really powerful retail management software package that runs on personal computers and helps you manage a wide range of store operations and customer marketing tasks, including the point of sale operations, inventory management control and tracking, pricing, sales and promotions, customer management and marketing, employee management, customized reports, information security, accounting integration, web integration. The types of retailers that use this particular system today include convenience food stores, nursery garden centers, furniture stores, auto parts, drug stores and pharmacies, restaurants, pubs, food and beverages, coffee shops and cafes, clothing, apparel, accessories, gift, novelty, souvenirs, sporting goods, radio, TV, and electronic appliances. The next software application that we shall discuss now is the Oracle Retail Integrated Business Planning Solutions. So this particular software application, is to, undertake the strategic choice to break down the silos to create an organization that values collaboration with integrated business planning. This is considered the first transformational move towards delivering more business value. The Oracle, organization has provided the Oracle Retail Merchandise Financial and Item Planning Solutions software application. These are market-leading solutions today made for retailers who plan with strategic financial inputs and unit-level details. By providing a single source to prepare pre-season plans and in-season management, retailers will have a streamlined approach and gain more visibility to the entire business planning process. So there's a good amount of forecasting functionality which has been added, which is a prerequisite when it comes to planning for merchandise as well as planning for items. This integrated view will improve workflow with defined and clear processes and use one set of metrics for a consolidated financial picture. So if you want to create a dashboard or a report which has a broad-based consolidated view, then this software will allow you to integrate various functionalities and create that complete picture. With Oracle's solution, retailers can expect to see financial improvements with better inventory turns and growth in margins. Now let us discuss some of the unique features of Oracle Retail Business Solutions. The first being a good amount of business insight which is present in this particular application. Its design allows merchants to provide merchants with the ability to support the entire life cycle of a product with complete visibility on sales, inventory, and profits through easy to use workflows. Retail analytics such as demand forecasting and optimized history can be embedded into the integrated planning processes to improve merchandise management and plan accuracy. The next unique feature is measuring of effectiveness. By providing shared visibility across the ecosystem, the organization will make better business decisions in real time. This will lead to increased shareholder value as the company accelerates its pace to provide better decisions based on fact and business strategy. So informed and educated business decisions, well planned and decisive decisions will take organizations ahead of the competition and thus in turn increase the value that it provides to its shareholders. Let's also discuss some other key features of the Oracle Retail Integrated Business Planning Solution. This supports both cost and retail methods of accounting, also built-in approval process. It has got a role-based workflow. So the workflows are role-based, wherein the different roles of the organization can have different amounts of information, they can have different decision trees, they can have dashboards, reports, workflows. Top-down, middle-out, and bottoms-up planning. So the hierarchical directions are flexible and they are varied. So they can be, you know, decisions or planning can happen through the top-down conventional way, middle-out, that is from middle, two different directions, and bottoms-up, that is any particular information captured by the people in the field or in the retail store manning the particular counters can also be provided to the top management. Exception-based management and automation and what-if capabilities. So decision support system type capabilities which ask certain questions and find out different functional capabilities. Related products and services in the suite include Oracle Retail Demand Forecasting, Oracle Retail Item Planning, Oracle Retail Merchandising, Oracle Retail Data Warehouse, Oracle Retail Category Management, Oracle Retail Merchandise Financial Planning, and Oracle Retail Allocation. Now we shall take a look at the cloud computing for retail by IBM. Let's first quickly uncover some of the cloud computing basics before we move ahead. So in the context of cloud computing, the software as a service, also known as SaaS, is quite prominent. This is the distribution of software hosted by a provider in a central and remote location and made available to consumers over a network. That's why it is called as software as a service. Users, they pay as you go. This uses, a pay as you go pricing model, which describes or increases the number of software licenses based on the need without having to procure, install, or maintain software or hardware or incur ongoing maintenance costs. When retailers use the SaaS delivery model, they can access business applications such as accounts payable and customer loyalty in a virtual manner. The next type of cloud infrastructure is the platform as a service. With the platform as a service or the PaaS, the complete application development and deployment platform, both in the hardware as well as the software form, can be delivered as a service typically over the internet. So in this context, you don't have even a particular software that resides on your system. Everything is available through the internet. So you can just click the website, or you can just enter the URL of the website of the vendor, and you will get all the details across the internet. Developers in this case can create, test, and deploy host applications quickly without having to bear the cost and complexity of buying and managing the underlying software and hardware. So here, the developers, the end users, they're all freed up from the infrastructure, both in terms of hardware as well as software. PaaS or PaaS is often referred to as cloudware. In some cases, web services, Web 2.0 capabilities, and middleware are offered as an integrated, that is a combined platform on which applications can be built, assembled, and run. The third type of cloud which is provided is infrastructure as a service, or IaaS. This provides hardware components such as servers, network equipment, memory, CPUs, and disk space. With the IaaS, a retailer could run all operations without installing and maintaining in-house data centers. The approach to the delivery of these services varies from providers to provider. Now let us take a look at the benefits that are offered by cloud computing for retailers. A few of them include things like faster deployment of new capabilities, improved consistency and quality of new capabilities, increased efficiency in the use of IT resources, faster integration with partners, vendors, customers, and suppliers. Now let us discuss cloud computing for retail by IBM, how retailers can put cloud computing to work. Market-leading retailers are aggressively pursuing the use of cloud computing primarily for cost reduction, speed to market, and quality benefits. All these advantages and many more benefits are provided by one of the leading cloud computing providers, IBM. Getting precise about which retail capabilities can benefit from cloud and moving specific workloads will be a lot more effective than simply trying to cloud enable an entire infrastructure all at once. So here you need to determine which are the current low-hanging fruits, which are the current areas where you need immediate solutions, which are the current areas where cloud computing can work well, and apply those instead of applying it on a broad-based or a generic, a level. Some of the retail functions that are suited to cloud computing include merchandise analytical functions that require significantly varying computing power can benefit from server and storage virtualization, store backfront functions running on desktops can benefit from desktop virtualization, card-based payment processing by settlement can be moved to a shared public cloud for PCI DSS compliance and better privacy. Development and testing of retail applications can benefit from an infrastructure as a service cloud. So these are some of the very specific retail applications which can be enhanced with the help of a cloud-based computing forum. IBM has developed a leadership in this particular field of cloud computing, and it extends to delivering enterprise-wide solutions. IBM's cloud computing offerings address infrastructure issues with business process services. Three key highlights include optimized workloads, integrated service management, and choice of delivery models. The increasing complexity of IT systems requires advanced service management, visibility, control, and automation. Private, public, and hybrid models support the wide varieties of retailers, computing environments, and system requirements. So these offerings are extremely flexible. These offerings are as per the retailer's requirements. So if it's a huge organization, probably a private or a hybrid cloud would help. If it's an organization which is, you can say, a retail organization which has multiple locations, probably a private would also suffice. IBM also recognizes the value for electronic commerce in a public cloud. However, that model might not be suitable for all retailers. A public cloud is a shared infrastructure and a multi-tenant solution. So, probably the same solution can be offered to another retailer who can opt to take some features, customize them. So, same application offered to more than one retailer is called as a multi-tenant solution. This means the retailer's website will structurally look the same as other retailers on the same platform. Although the look and feel can be tailored, there are limits in a multi-tenant model. Given the experience of IBM in working with retailers who are constantly looking for highly tailored websites that reflect their brands, IBM's approach is to be able to support public and private models, recognizing that private clouds offer more flexibility that the retail customers generally demand. So, in a public cloud, you won't be classified as a unique website because the website that you have will basically have the similar structure to another retailer who has bought IBM's public cloud application. So, it's advisable for retailers to go in for customized private cloud solutions. Cloud computing can provide retailers with a list of benefits today. Retailers should evaluate cloud computing as a viable solution for reducing operating costs, simplifying business processes, and collaborating more easily with partners and suppliers. Well, in this way, we have completed this particular chapter. Here we explored the need for specialized software retail applications. We saw various areas of retail where these applications can provide benefits and advantages. We saw some of the major vendors from the IT companies or IT companies who provide retail management software. Some of the prominent ones that we discussed are SAP retail software, Microsoft Dynamic retail management software. We've also seen a solution from Oracle, and we've also seen a cloud computing solution from IBM